I'm calling the Alabama Department of Labor Division. Are you calling to file a complaint today?
Yes.
All right, what's your social?
424-454-395.
All right, your name is Tyrone D. McMillan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, when's your date of birth?
December 25th, 1996.
All right, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
All right, what is your preferred language?
English.
All right, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right, did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right, and your mother's maiden name is McMillan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do you have driver's license or ID?
I have ID.
All right, can you verify that ID number for me?
Hold on, let me go get it. Is I-497-547.
All right, are you trying to receive direct deposit or the benefits card?
Which one will be the best route?
You receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days, or you can do direct deposit. It's better to get direct deposit, but if you have a routing number and account number.
I have to do the 5 to 7 business day, what you just said, the pay card.
All right. And is your address still 160 County Road, 3320, Lot 13, Greenwich, Alabama, 36010?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Ma'am.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
All right, has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right, is your number still 334-344-8481?
No, ma'am, it's changed.
All right, what's your phone number now?
It is 334-403-12. Oh, my God, my phone tripping. 334-403-1628. I'm sorry for the confusion, man.
All right, you're fine. All right, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, did you work in another city? In another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. All
right, did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. All
right, are you finding this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was This is June, April 28th, I think. Yes, April 28th.
All right. All right, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
All right, are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am. All
right, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am. All
right, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for? Are you receiving a pension?
What you mean by that now?
It's like Social Security or something, like when you get older.
No, ma'am.
All right. Have you applied for? Are you receiving workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It doesn't matter. Whatever's available.
All right. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$8.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right. What's your job title?
Ma'am.
What's your job title?
Pack out.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
All right, which one would you like to put down? You want to put down you last worked at Regalistics?
Ma'am.
You want to put Regalistics?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me 1 second. Oh. Why won't go? You said you wanted to put Regalistics?
Yes, ma'am.
If it'll go through. Finally. What's the number for Regalistics?
It's 334-735-6000.
All right, what was your employment start date there?
March 11th.
All right, and when was the last day you worked again?
May 21st.
All right, and the work is performed in Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right, why are you no longer working there?
Because the reason why I'm not no longer working there because it, like, they had started laying me off because I had started coughing and I had started sneezing, and so he had sent me to the doctor to go get tested and stuff, and he said when he get the results back he'll give me a call, but he ain't gave me a call yet, and it's been over like 3-4 weeks now. And when I try to contact him, I can't never get him to answer the phone.
So you want me to put laid off as no work was available?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sir, your pin, your temporary pin is 9596.
Okay, let me write that down. What it is?
It's 9596.
9596. Okay.
Yes, sir. Would you like for me to explain the weekly certification?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it's a long paragraph, so be prepared.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to, are you ready for the website, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
It's www.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot labor.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Dot gov.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I got it.
All right, and the number is 1-800.
1-800.
752.
Hold up, 1-752.
7389.
1-800.
752-7389. Can you give me your social security number one more time?
Yeah, 424-454-395.
Yes, sir. I'm getting that changed for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What is
I'm looking. It's 334.
Uh huh. 334.
8897.
Can you say that one more time for me, sir?
334-808-9601.
All right, what was your employment start date there?
May 27th.
And what was the last day you worked there?
Like May 29th.
Thank you. All right, sir, I can get back to explaining to you, and your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right, thanks for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Division. Hope you have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.